The world is full of...
Hello?
We're getting the levels ready, so yeah. I'm sorry. First call always has to be the guinea pig. I apologize.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But to be fair, we have guinea pigs and we love them.
Mm-hmm. So where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Tell us about Salt Lake City. What's the most awesome thing there?
The mountains.
Oh, I'll bet. Do you ski?
No, I don't. I was born and raised in Michigan. And so, we don't have mountains. We have kind of hills. I moved out here for work. And now I spend as many weekends and as much time as I possibly can in the mountains. Although I am moving back to Michigan now. So it's going to be a... it's going to be a pretty crazy next couple of weeks.
Oh, it sounds like it. You need some help moving?
Yeah, I could use somebody to help me drive my truck.
Sure.
I'm a little nervous about driving a big old truck in the mountains in the winter.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We bought our RV and I had to drive it from Texas back to Maine. And I had never driven a vehicle that large before. It was scary, especially when I hit like Dallas at rush hour.
Yeah, I can only imagine that. The good thing is I'll be driving I-80 from Salt Lake all the way to Chicago, so it's pretty barren, but it gets really windy in Wyoming. You know, and I drive my car or my Jeep back and forth there quite a bit, and luckily I have you guys because that's what I listen to all the way back. It's 1,700 miles from door to door, so I need to... need somebody to help me out there sometimes when it's the middle of the night.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you.
Yeah. Hopefully we didn't put you to sleep.
Well, the one thing, COVID has been a horrible thing, but I've been able to work remote, and now I can work remote from Michigan. So we bought a farm in Michigan.
That's awesome.
Start our own animal sanctuary there.
Oh,
that'd be really cool.
So cool.
Has that been a dream for you to start an animal sanctuary?
It has, yeah, for quite a while. My significant other, she's there, and my son is there, and it'll be fun. We've already got a couple of horses, so that's kind of cool.
Oh my goodness!
We're gonna add dogs and cats and other small animals and many other hoofed animals. So it's going to be. Going to be a very exciting year coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you get set up, send us your information.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, I don't know if you remember or not, but we talked one other time, one night on the Freak Zoom calls that we were having for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Joined, and I was on there and we chatted a little bit. But I will tell you that group, that Freaks group there, that little subgroup, I guess, we turned into a little really tight-knit group. We chat every day. We have our little Zoom meetings once in a while. Everybody, it's been a rough year for a lot of people, and we we support one another. It's been pretty good. There's like six of us that just have become super super close.
Wonderful to hear. It has been a tough year, and we've relied a lot on you guys to get through it ourselves. There's just such a positive vibe in this group.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't belong to a lot of different groups on Facebook because they just get super, super nasty. But this one, it doesn't. They don't. And, everybody pretty much self-moderates. It does. There's the occasional spat, but it seems to be, controlled really well, really quick. But I would say 99%, or probably more than that, of the people in there are just wonderful people.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, I used to belong to a group about neat things found at thrift stores, and I had to leave because it got vile. And I was like, how is this? Come on. This is about neat things found at thrift stores. Yeah. It's not divisive.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm a vegan, and I used to be on a bunch of vegan groups, and I dropped them all because apparently vegans are just a bunch of assholes.
it's
rough.
It's we're vegetarian, and I know that it's often tough to go to people's homes for dinner because they'll all make bacon jokes. It's like, I've never heard that before. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. We really enjoy hearing from you, and call us again, okay?
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great day, and keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck on your travels.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
How's it going?
I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
I'm pretty jazzed, too.
I am a huge fan.
Aw. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
No, I love your guys' show. You guys are hilarious. I love the chemistry. And your guys' phone number is actually a Christmas present from my wife, so I'm super jazzed.
Oh, that's rad.
Well, I'm glad you got through then, Corey. Where are you calling us from?
I'm actually in Powell, Wyoming.
Ooh. Tell me about Wyoming. I've never been.
It's cold. It's brown.
All right. Now I feel
and,
you. This all feels right.
Here but me.
See, but we're cold and green.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
There you go. Now you guys actually have a pretty good following here.
That's nice to hear. It always amazes me when we hear that. No, that's wonderful.
There's a bunch of us that are... We've decided if you're anywhere near 500 miles from here, we're going to load up a couple of vans and go see. So we're watching.
Whoa. Wow. Well, we are so jazzed to get back on the road. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that after second quarter, it will be safe to do so. And that's the goal. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It would be great if we could get back out, like, say, late summer, early fall. Something like that. It all depends on how things go, obviously, over the next few months. But yeah, we would love to. What would be a good place for you to go see a show at?
We get a lot of decent shows in Billings, Montana, Denver. We go down to Denver for some shows, for some concerts, stuff like that.
I went to Denver once.
Too popular. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. I know how to get to Denver.
You've been there one time.
Yeah, I was there that one time.
That one time.
Yep. For about 2 hours.
Right. And then moved on.
Yep.
yeah, no, Denver actually has come up. That is a possibility. We're also looking at... let me see. These aren't necessarily close to you, but I think Chicago, Dallas, and Los Angeles are other venues that may be on the agenda when we get back out on the road again. But Denver is a definite possibility.
Well, have you guys heard about all the anomalies and the weird stuff behind the Denver airport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think one of our very early episodes, I talked about the Denver airport, and I'm so excited to see that blue horse.
So what do you think?
It's creepy.
Is it?
It is a creepy statue. And the death of the creator.
Yeah. Do you think there are aliens there? That's my big question.
You know, not there. I'm pretty big into the alien belief. And there's a lot of weird stuff that goes down around the area, around here, all over the Rocky Mountains, really.
How close are you to Area 51, Groom Lake?
I think about, if I had to guess, about 1,500 miles.
Oh, so you're not even close. Okay. We live in a big country. For some reason, I think that, you know, everything out there is close. So you can get there in a heartbeat.
And I had to drive to Maryland once. It was 40 hours straight through driving.
Whoa.
So, huge expanse.
I should say. Wow.
Well, that's like, I think Montana was one of the states that came up, or I'm sorry, Wyoming was one of the states that came up when we were talking about states that measure distance in time. You know, a lot of places, people don't do that, but you're like us, you know, it's, how far is it? It's about an hour.
It's about an hour and 20 minutes.
Because nothing's closer than an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah. We feel you.
Getting directions anywhere. It's not miles or highways. It's head towards this town, look for a dirt road.
Yeah. There's an old Maine joke. Well, you can't get there from here. Only it's like, you can't get there from here. That's how they say it here.
I am so excited to talk to you guys. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, hey, thank you for calling and thank you for supporting us.
Or thank your wife for us.
Yes, thank your wife for us. We appreciate it.
I get to call her next.
Okay, good. Well, thanks a lot. And,
take care, guys.
Call us again, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Austin. Rick and or Steve, how are you guys today?
We're excellent. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for the New Year's Eve voicemail. We appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And we got your card, too. You guys are very kind.
I got to send one, you know, that company William Shatner does a line of cards for them. So I'm going to have to sell Cat.
Did you say
one to Cat now?
Did you say William Shatner?
Cat and Jethro, box yes. of oddities. That is
last night's show.
Yeah,
I sent one to my brother for his birthday. It was the greatest thing he ever got.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, anything yeah. that has to do with it, that's Shat related.
We were wondering how much they paid Shatner to do it. I said he probably gave him lunch, a Whopper, and a small fry. And also in the comments, I put a link to his new single, Canned Heat. I don't know if you've heard that yet.
No, no. I'll check that out for sure.
Did you say yeah, with put, canned heat?
Yeah, yeah.
With canned heat, yeah.
They're still
That's
making
the most
music?
Amazing thing. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got so many albums. I just listened to his Christmas album about five times this season. Anyway, we once mentioned the show before that. I had heard about that windshield in the plane in this book called Humble Pie, When Mathematics Goes Wrong in the Real World.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really worth checking out. I can't remember the guy's first name. His name is Parker.
Humble Pie, like the mathematical concept?
Yeah, the
okay.
Pi, P-I.
Okay.
The Greek letter, Humble Pie.
I love
that sounds
it.
Very interesting.
And Rick had known about the steamship, the sunken steamship. So that's the closest we've ever gotten to a box of oddities effect. Usually we say... You will usually say the same thing as you are saying it on the podcast. I can't tell you how many times I'll say what you just said at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that in itself is a box of oddities effect.
Yeah, that's what we figure. And I have an assignment for you all, if you don't mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm reading a book called Four of the Three Musketeers. It's about the Marx Brothers' career in vaudeville and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
And Groucho's first professional job when he was 15 was with this guy called Eugene Leroy, who was a cross-dressing vaudeville singer. So Groucho actually got his first job cross-dressing in the Leroy Trio.
Oh, wow.
But Leroy had been accused of murdering his wife, who was found in a trunk. And from the little bit I read in this book, he apparently had so many aliases that no one knew who he was or who he really was or where he ended up or if he actually murdered his wife. So sounded just like the kind of mystery you all would
that,
like.
That absolutely. And I am a big Groucho fan. I read a book, yeah. It was a biography by his last personal assistant that actually ended up living with Groucho. And he was, you know, he was getting pretty old at this point, but he still hadn't lost that sharp wit. The thing that really stood out to me was when they hired him, the guy was archiving some of Groucho's press material, and Groucho hadn't met him yet. Groucho walks by the door, and he looks in, and he goes, "Oh, so you're Steve, huh?" Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Yes, yes, I am, yeah. Groucho." And Groucho says, "Well, you certainly don't look like him," and walked off.
Yeah, I've read that because the guy was the one that petitioned to get Animal Crackers re-released.
That's right. Yeah, that's the guy.
Steve, yeah.
So I just Googled.
The old-time radio show down here has been playing a lot of You Bet Your Life radio broadcasts.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just Googled Eugene Leroy, and it's showing me that he was also an artist. Is that the same guy?
I don't know. I know he was a vaudevillian.
Interesting.
Like 1905 was when Groucho joined his... Trio.
Right.
All right. All right.
Check that out.
Definitely.
Yeah. My favorite quotes comes from Groucho. He said, "Outside of books, dogs are man's best friend. Inside of dogs, it's too dark to read."
Oh, my favorite quote I always use is, "I'd never join any club that would have me as a member."
Yeah. Right.
I was going to tell you a story.
Oh, yes. Tell us a story.
One quick story.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
We do.
Okay. This is Rick. I got permission to tell a story from the person who told me about his mother's funeral.
Okay.
So you have, and I said, if you don't want to, I won't tell. He said, "No, please. I've known this family for a long time, and they came for money. This lady came for money. He married money. He's always used to the best. Try to get it in your head. What's a place that you would never be caught dead? Mine is a Ku Klux Klan meeting. Steve is a Nazi party meeting."
Sure.
Jewish.
Sure, sure.
So anyway, the lady died in 2019 on the 23rd of December at the age of 100.
Wow.
And I talked to the guy who's my age, I went to school with. And again, his dad and my dad used to play golf with Eisenhower. That's how old I am. That's how old they were. Anyway, but the old lady had a good life. And I said, so when was the funeral? And he said, well, the funeral, because she was being buried at Arlington National Cemetery, wasn't until the 13th of March, 2020. I said, why such a wait? Well, in Georgia, they don't give you a death certificate until you tell them when the funeral is. And at Arlington, they don't give you a date until you give them a death certificate. So it was a real catch 22. And it took, yeah, he said, we had mother embalmed and the coffin and the viewing, everything here in Atlanta. They live in an antebellum, you can't believe the mansion, you know, 6 bedrooms, 4 baths, all the magnolias that you could.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyway,
beautiful woodwork.
Money. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so they flew up on the 10th for the funeral. They met his brother and the family, and everybody meets at the gate of Arlington and the hearse with the coffin. And they go in and they put mother next to father at Arlington. So he gets home to Atlanta the next day on the 12th, and there's an additional bill for a stay at a motel for two rooms at a motel. He calls and says, I thought I prepaid the transport. Well, we didn't fly your mother's body up. We had two guys drive the coffin up from Atlanta, and they stayed overnight at a motel a Days Inn. And he said, "You're telling me my mother was in a parking lot at a Days Inn?" Oh no! The two guys shared a room. Your mother had her own room.
Oh no!
He said, "You're telling me my mother spent her last night in a Days Inn, in a place she would not be caught dead in." And apparently she was. So, okay, that was the story of this lady's funeral. Love you guys. We'll let someone else try and get in.
We love you guys, too. Take
bye.
Care.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Hi, it's Kat and Jethro. Oh, and Kat's allergies are acting.
Sorry.
That's horrible.
Hey, you're good. Not a worry. Bless you.
Thank you.
Wow, her head exploded.
Oh, no.
Who is this?
Ginger Quark. I finally made it.
Well done.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
What's going on?
I nearly killed my husband with cauliflower this morning. So.
Oh, yeah, no big deal. Just a regular day.
So tell us about that assault with deadly vegetable.
Yeah. So I eat more vegetables than my husband. So I was like, okay, I'm going to chop up some vegetables and fry them up in the pan and eat them for lunch. And my husband is sitting at the table, or he's standing up at our kitchen table, right close to where I was chopping up veggies. And as I was trying to pull off the cauliflower from the big head of it, it flew out of my hand right at him. And like I can't remember where it landed, but it jumped onto his chest or something like that. and startled him, and he dropped what he had in his hand. And like that one piece of cauliflower like flew across the room after the fact.
Wow. You know, it sounds almost like the cauliflower was intentionally heading at, maybe was it a personal vendetta?
Yeah. Was there some kind of a grudge that your vegetables are holding against your husband?
Quite possibly, because my husband hates cauliflower.
Well,
he's always hated cauliflower.
Is he talking shit about cauliflower?
And now the cauliflower hate him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. He's never been a fan of like the cauliflower pizza or cauliflower mashed potatoes. He's always felt that it's a crime against humanity. So he refuses. He just hates it.
Well, that's some big feelings about cauliflower.
Yeah.
Indeed. I can't say that I don't identify with him though. I'm kind of with him on the cauliflower thing.
You like bang bang cauliflower?
I do, but it has to be, cauliflower has to be soaked in delicious spices in order to disguise the fact that it is cauliflower.
Truth. Yeah. Because it's so bland on its own. It has to be like grilled or
sure.
It's not necessarily fried, but I like sauteing. So honestly, and like add in some.
Did you know that cauliflower, broccoli, and all types of lettuces have all evolved from the same primitive plant because of agriculture?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's interesting, isn't it? We took one plant and we made all these other plants that we hate.
Yay, selective breeding.
See, I personally, broccoli is one of my favorite things on the face of the earth. I will eat broccoli all day long, every day. I love it. And I always felt like cauliflower was this weird kind of pale imposter.
It's the albino cousin of
broccoli.
Yeah, cauliflower is albino broccoli. I think we can all agree on that.
No, we cannot.
But how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. We're hanging in there. It's been a crazy year, but like everyone, we're just putting one foot in front of the other. How about you?
Same here, honestly. Yeah, for the most part, we stay home and we go to work. And the youngest goes to daycare, and the oldest, she is in public school, so she has to go to school while me and hubby are off doing our thing at our workplaces. So for the most part, we're surviving. We mask up. And then we hermit up whenever we come home.
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing. And we were just talking about last night how much we miss traveling and how we cannot wait till things get somewhat back to normal where you can go to an airport and not expect to die.
Yeah, exactly. That's us too. Like we just want to be able to get, like, we're so nervous that we do like curbside for pretty much everything we do. We don't even go into stores anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just because of.
I have really taken advantage of this being like the quote unquote new normal because I love not going places.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I want to travel, but I don't want to go to the grocery store.
Sure.
So if there's some way that I can create a world where I can pick up my groceries until I can, you know, go somewhere nice again.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay by me.
We don't ask for much. So where do you live, Ginger? You're in the Midwest somewhere, right?
Yeah, we're in Texas. We live in Arlington.
Okay, Arlington, Texas. Okay, not the Midwest. The South. Okay. I get confused.
Is it the Midwest of Texas?
Yeah, I think that's why I said yes, because I was saying Midwest Texas.
Yeah, no, that works.
And I heard on one of the more recent episodes that you guys were considering moving. Like, what is that about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the probably the next year or so we're going to have some big fat changes. And that's one of the magical things about the podcast is we can take it with us wherever we go.
Right. Right. The idea was, you know, because we do love to travel. And the idea was that, well, maybe if we do a podcast and it's accepted by people, we can do that wherever we go, and it'll allow us to be kind of a digital nomad type of lifestyle. So we've planned on moving to Ecuador at some point, but for part of the year. The other part of the year will be in the States, but we're not sure exactly where yet. It just is someplace where it's not gonna snow.
That makes sense. I can respect that for sure.
We still have the RV. We were kind of half-heartedly trying to sell it, and we still are, but we do have the RV, so we may just be tootling about from place to place. We actually bought the RV not far from where you are. It was in
Dallas.
Yeah, it was in Dallas, yeah.
That is hilarious, because as soon as I heard the episode where you guys were trying to sell the RV, I was thinking to myself, like, as I was driving to work, and I was thinking, oh, that'd be really cool to buy the RV from them. And then as soon as I think those thoughts, like, the Box of Oddities effect comes into play, and there's, like, the storage place that, where you rent out the space to, like, sorted stuff. there was a big banner that said, we hold RVs now.
RV. See, I'm so like, if you need a place to put our RV.
Exactly.
How far
so
are you?
So hilarious that you guys
how far are you from Fort Worth?
Like literally 15 minutes.
Okay. Because that's where we bought it. I bought it. I flew into Dallas and they came and got me. And the dealership was actually in right outside of Fort Worth. I can't remember the name of the town.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was like.
Is it off of 35, like 35 West by chance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I passed that place a million times over like throughout my entire life. Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's where we got it.
That is hilarious.
They were good people. Yeah, they deal with a lot of really high end RVs, like rock star buses and stuff there. And ours is not that. And so I think they just wanted to get it off the lot. They're like, come get it. We'll give it to you. You know, pretty much the situation. So, but yeah. And I was just telling a caller earlier today that I pulled out of there with this 36 foot Fleetwood Bounder, right at rush hour. Yep. I hit Fort Worth right at rush hour. That was fun. That was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nightmare waiting to happen. I hate rush hour down in this area. It's awful. It's just like people forget how to drive.
Mm.
Well, that's the truth. Crazy. That is the truth.
It happens here as soon as it starts to get warm, like, because it's cold here for like 8 months. And as soon as the spring like really starts to kick in, as soon as it gets warm, people lose their minds and everyone drives like crazy people it lasts maybe like 3 weeks where no one knows how to drive. Everyone's just like, I got my windows down and I'm insane.
It's true.
It's terrifying. It's the worst part of spring.
It's as predictable as the swallows returning to Capistrano. Well, we're really glad that you were able to get through. I know you tried before and we just missed you.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say this. I'm bad at phone calls. Like whenever I have like something scheduled, like with a phone call or whatever like that, I lose track of time so severely at home that I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just go do this and do that. And I'm like, wait a minute, crap. And then I realized that it's almost towards the end of it. I'm like, okay. Next time will be my time.
I'm the opposite. If I have something to do in the day, about 3 hours before it starts, I just start waiting for that thing to happen.
And it ruins their day.
It does.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm a lot the same way as Kat is. Yes. We're
the same kind of dysfunction.
Exactly.
Sure.
Which is why we get along so well, I guess. I don't know. Ginger, it was great talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in.
And thank you so much for taking my call. And I absolutely love you guys. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Call
so
again,
much.
Okay?
You know it.
Okay.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right.
Nice thank call. You.
Thanks now.
Bye bye.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Holy shit. Did I actually get a hold of you?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes. Hi.
Wait, who were you trying to reach?
That's the question.
I was trying to reach. Pat and JG. I don't know.
Then yes, you've reached the right number.
Who is this?
Oh, yeah. This is Katie or Cricket Bat, whatever you guys know.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Yeah. Yeah, we played your voicemail, right?
Yeah, and I could not believe how idiotic I
sounded. No.
No.
No, you sounded adorable.
Oh God, that's the highest compliment ever coming from you guys. You have no idea.
No, it actually reminded me a lot of how Kat handles voicemails.
Shush.
Nope. This is horrible. I've heard
this
her do
bad.
That exact same thing.
I have to say, since I started listening to this thing, every single episode, the more and more I listen, the more and more I'm like, are Kat and I related? I feel like maybe we might have known each other at least in a past life. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I hear it. I do.
That is the highest compliment, definitely. I thank you guys so much. My scared to death, actually, was what got me onto you guys.
Oh, cool.
That's so cool.
And the moment I found you, I was hooked. Especially the Maine aspect of it. We used to go on vacation to Maine all the time. Oh. And it is just one of the best places in the world. And I haven't been in over like 10 years. So hearing you guys talk and anytime you all mention anything about it, it just brings me back to one of the happiest, most joyful places in my life.
Aww.
And it's wonderful.
What part of Maine did you visit?
My sister and I, we, like I said, our parents have passed. It's been a while, but like my dad used to play music and he would go up there and play with Abbott Von Meter and like bring all of his kids who also did music and they'd play gigs up at the Wharf and Reedfield and stuff like that.
My sister lives in Reedfield.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think you said that in the message back to me. And I was just like, so guess what?
Yeah, the box of oddities.
I went back to my sister and my boyfriend. And I was like, guess what, guys? Guess what? Yeah. We got 1 degree of separation.
It's true.
I was very excited.
Did you ever make it up as far as Bangor?
I have. You know, we went through Bangor. I'm trying to think. Because we would take road trips from Reedfield where we'd stay, and we would go up to Moosehead Lake and like Mount Kineo and places like that. But I know that we'd always take the roundabout way. We'd go to Bar Harbor and stuff like that and come back in. And
wow.
I mean, we've been all over the place. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Sure.
But I feel like if we did go there, we would have been at Stephen King's house. And I would have remembered that.
That's fair.
So it's been about 10 years since you've been to visit Maine. You should, in the summertime, you and your sister make a trip.
Oh, we're gonna, and we'll hit you up.
So cool.
I mean, I know that's probably weird, but we're gonna hit you up anyway.
We had talked like just a little earlier this week about maybe doing like a YouTube series of us visiting places in Maine and kind of like taking you guys with us. And I think that would be really fun.
That would be amazing. Okay. I would be on top of that.
Not until the sun returns, of course.
I had a stressful day.
Oh, so that would be fun. Yeah, we could do like some sort of relaxation visits. Oh, come to the beach with us. Mm. Right?
I'm more interested in going to just visit like all the scary places here because there's so much weird phenomenon that happens here.
Weird stuff. Weird.
That's my jam. Right.
But still, I mean, there's like Moxie Falls, which is up toward like the Canadian border, is a beautiful waterfall. And I think it would just be fun to kind of visit, you know, and that's a part of what we do is the main thing. And it
absolutely
doesn't have to be scary. Yeah. Maybe there's a ghost at Moxie Falls. Who
Could
knows?
Be. The
you
ghost
just
of Moxie.
Put the episode down the middle.
Yes.
Flip the episode down the middle, get everybody super duper comfortable, and then freak them the fuck out.
All right, wait a minute. I'm writing that down. It's a great idea.
Are you nice and relaxed now?
Yeah. Freak them the fuck out and then leave them.
I love it.
By the way, subscribe to the Calm app.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Yes. That.
Now that we've really messed you up.
The newest sleep story.
Yep.
I would go to sleep immediately. I fall asleep listening to stuff like that all the time. I fall asleep listening to Scared to Death all the time, too.
I love it.
Aren't and they great like, people?
Yeah, this is normal. Sure.
Lindsay and Dan are great, aren't they? On Scared to Death?
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're
great
people.
They're absolutely fantastic. And I love how Lindsay takes absolutely no shit half the time.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. I'll try and do something new. She's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, we got connected with them in kind of a strange way. Our very first live show was at Zany's in Nashville. And the show right after we finished the next day was Dan Cummins. And that's how we connected with them. And they've just been so great and so supportive. I mean, their podcasts, Time Suck and Scared to Death, are just incredible pieces of work and very, very successful. And for them to pay attention to us is quite remarkable.
You know, I think genius recognizes genius, and that's what happened there.
Oh, absolutely. Goodness. Wow. Absolutely. Did you take a class in flattery, ma'am?
Because you're getting an A+.
I try. It's Schmooze 101.
I love it.
Super simple. You can get it at, like, whatever college online.
.edu.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you all so much for picking up the phone. This is, like, the best part of my day.
Well, it's the best part of our day, too.
Oh, for sure.
We enjoy talking.
Oh, my God.
And we appreciate the fact that you took the time to get through, to call us.
Heck, yeah. I got it.
Well, please do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Call us again as soon as...
I absolutely will.
As soon as we do this again, which have we decided a date on that?
I think it's going to be the 21st next month.
21st next month. We haven't told anybody but you, right. So... So now you've got a head start.
Oh, yeah. Add event to. There we go.
All right.
Done.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
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 Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is this Josh?
Josh, is your husband there?
He is. Yes, I'm here this time. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay. You've been traveling a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we're glad to get a chance to speak with you. We met you briefly on Zoom, on the Zoom meeting a while ago, though. But, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were sporting our Box of Oddities Pride shirts.
What is it that you do for a living that makes you travel so much?
I'm an electrical engineer. I work for American Electric Power.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm power plant support. And we have a lot of facilities on the western side of the country. So every time something explodes or needs replaced, I have to go.
What?
Really? Really? So.
Please tell me more about this.
Something blows up and you have to go fix it.
Yes. The last time I was out there, I got stuck out there for about 11 days because hydrogen was leaking and no one could find it.
Oh, my God.
That's serious business.
That sounds dangeroso.
Yeah, I do believe hydrogen is very flammable. Same thing with the Hindenburg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Almost 6 years. Oh, I feel like I have relatively little experience for being sent out to deal with this stuff sometimes.
Well, I feel like I mean, that's a big deal. That's a really incredible job and the thing to be doing. And it just makes me feel like, I don't know. Like I say things into a microphone for a living and it makes me feel like a big dum-dum.
Oh, no, not at all.
I don't know. I'm just really impressed with you. Yeah. Accept the compliment.
Yeah, you're dealing with potentially hazardous hydrogen leaks and we're like, is this thing on?
Hello?
But I guess someone's got to do it. So what are you guys doing tonight?
We're going to have a virtual game night. Ooh. And then we were also going to tell you a short story about Robert the Doll.
Oh, yes, that's
yes,
right.
Please.
You teased that last time.
I 2 years ago, I did have an experience with him. Yes. So a couple of years ago, we took a vacation down to Key West and we did the Ghosts and Gravestones tour, which if you ever go, do that. It runs you through like all the museums and stuff, but without it gives you the dark side of everything.
Mm.
So like the Audubon House, you can go to that museum. But then this tour will tell you all about how the guy's 8 children died horribly from Spanish fever.
Ooh.
So, all the good stuff. And the final stop was the place where Robert the Doll was located. So we get there, and the tour guide is giving us the whole rundown. And she had this amazing cadence where she started up here talking to her senses and then came down to here. And then the next sentence would be up here again, and then she came back down to here.
Right.
So I kind of maneuver my way to be up front, and Colin was next to me. I'm like, oh, you know, this was your idea. Would you like to go first? To which he, like, pushes back from me and goes, oh, hell no. I then was, like, the first in the group to go take the picture. So I also approached Robert, politely asked to take his picture. I snapped the picture, and, you know, I saw the picture go down and save. The little thumbnail was on my screen. And I thought, okay, I got my picture. I thanked him. We moved on with the tour, and I got my phone out to take some other pictures, and I got an error message that said camera fatal error.
Oh, no.
So I opened up my gallery, and Robert's picture is missing.
Ooh.
So I absolutely disrespected him, and I apologized to him the next day when we have a flight to catch. But I've had this phone for probably 2.5 years. I've never seen a message that said camera fatal error again.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never had any problems with it again. And I thought it was such a very, very strange thing that this only ever happened in Robert's presence. So I definitely freaked me out.
It's freaking me out right now. There are so many scary things and places that I want to go see. That is one I refuse to go see.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to go. No. No.
We'll go on the tour. It'll be fine.
Hey, I'll be hanging out at Hemingway's. You come back when you're done. Wow, that's incredible. I've never heard a firsthand experience like that.
So it said camera fatal error?
Yeah, this little pop-up said camera fatal error, and I couldn't find his picture, even though I saw it go down to the little thumbnail in the corner like it saved. The picture was gone.
Can you imagine if it said Colin fatal error?
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, yeah. The fact that fatal was in the message at all.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, fatal error, you know, just those two words together. No, when you tie it to Robert the Doll, it's not a good feeling. Well, we'll talk with you guys soon. What's the next date we're going to do this?
The 21st, I think.
21st of February. If you're available, love to hear from you. Take care, you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Thanks so much.